97 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 7:12 and 28. Got a high of 48 today, low of 45 tonight. That's nice to say. It's only dropping down to 45. I'll take it. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, have you ever used a handicap stall in a public bathroom? Well, according to a new survey, 77% of us have done it. Here are 10 more places people said they've peed, and they didn't count it if they did it as a kid. It had to be as an adult. Number 10 in someone else's sink, 10%. That includes 17% of guys and 4% of women. I have peed in someone else's sink. Most of my friends usually while drinking at their house. Number 9 in a sink in your own home. Yes, I've done that. 12% of men, 5% of women. In a swimming pool, yes. Only 20% said yes. As an adult, don't lie. As wet should be way higher. That's why I don't go in pools anymore. 7 in a bottle, 21%, 37% of men, 6% of women. That's impressive, the 6% of women that have gotten into a bottle. In a bathtub, 22%. In a public bathroom for the opposite sex, 38%. In the ocean, 48%. In the shower, 54%. That is low. 100% of people pee in the shower. And number 1, outdoors in a rural area like the woods, 68% said they've peed there as well. The survey also found that 48% of women think their bathrooms should have more toilets than men's rooms because it takes longer to go. 25% of guys agreed. Only 2% of men and 1% of women said they should get more toilets than women. Seriously. The line for the women's room is always just ridiculous. Just give the guys a trough to pee in. We're fine. We're fine. Scientists at the University of Washington say they're getting closer to perfecting a birth control pill for men. The once-a-day pill that have been working on have been successfully tested on guys between the ages of 18 and 50, and the results from the test were, quote, a major step forward. More tests are on the way, but it seems the scientists are on to something for male birth control. Hey, I think that's a great idea, man. These guys just got to remember to take it. That's the one thing. We're not usually the most responsible. Hell, there was times when I couldn't remember the condom, or at least I said I forgot the condom. And if I'm willing to do that, I'm probably not going to remember to take a pill every day because guys are the worst. And lastly, Ben Affleck rose like a phoenix from the ocean in Hawaii last week to reveal a massive back tattoo that has the internet talking. The 45-year-old actor was spotted on the beach last week where he's training for a movie role, and he was photographed with a colorful tattoo of a mythological phoenix spreading its wings. It's actually not the first time anyone has seen it. He's believed to have gotten the tattoo done in 2015, but at the time he insisted that it was fake and even told Extra TV's Mario Lopez, quote, I actually do have a number of tattoos, but I try to have them in places where you don't have to do a lot of cover-up. 3 years later, it appears the tattoo is very much real and very large. If you ever get a chance, check it out. I actually think it's a really cool piece. I love tattoos, and it's a massive, massive feat. It's a full back tattoo, which is pretty rad. Unfortunately, he's been getting a lot of crap for it. But hey, man, it's your back. Do what you want to do. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?